The United States today condemned Syria for using force against protesters. A State Department spokesman said that the deployment of tanks and mass arrests amounted to barbaric measures. Hundreds of Syrians are thought to have been killed or injured in recent days. Much of the violence has been centered in the southern city of Deraa. The government has also fired on protests in another town near Syria's border with northern Lebanon. Hundreds of people have fled from the town across the border. Ben Gilbert was there this weekend and filed this report.
Sunday afternoon, three women walked across an old Ottoman bridge carrying plastic bags filled with clothing and other belongings. Some 1,500 people have fled into Lebanon through this illegal border crossing to escape violence in the Syrian town of Tel Kila, about 3 miles away. Like many other towns in Syria, Tel Kila has been the site of anti-government protests and now a violent government crackdown. The women and some four dozen others, about half of them kids, are taking refuge in this house owned by a family friend in the Lebanese village of Arida. It's only about 100 feet from the Syrian border. They all came here on foot last week. The refugees, who don't want to give their names for fear of retribution from the Syrian government, say 10,000 townspeople demonstrated on Wednesday, demanding freedom and chanting, "The people want the regime to fall," says this man, a shopkeeper, who fled on Wednesday.
People were demonstrating without arms, and the government came and started shooting.
The refugees say the Syrian government used tanks and artillery and positioned snipers inside the town. 40 people were killed and 750 detained during the crackdown in the town of 28,000, the shopkeeper says. That night, the refugees escaped across the bridge to Lebanon with only the clothes on their backs.
They came with nothing. The Lebanese gave them clothes. The Lebanese people gave them food also.
The refugees say the protesters were inspired by demonstrations in Egypt. Many are fed up with Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's oppressive regime. The shopkeeper's nephew has been in prison for 3 years without charge, he says. But the shopkeeper also says the main cause of the demonstrations is the dire economic conditions in Syria. A drought has wreaked havoc on rural areas like Tel Kila, and the refugees are angry about the government's inaction. They also say the president's minority Alawite religious sect gets favorable treatment. The majority of Syrians are Sunni Muslims, and the shopkeeper says all of the demonstrators in Tel Kila were Sunni.
The Muslim cannot work, only the Alawi. The Alawi people can work. They raised the salaries of the Alawi, but the Muslim has no job.
The shopkeeper says the divisions in Tel Kila are so bad that some Alawites actually joined with the government soldiers in the fight against their fellow townspeople.
The Alawi started shooting them also. They united with the government and started shooting them.
When?
But there's evidence from all over Syria that demonstrators are making a concerted effort not to exploit these sectarian divisions. In this video that the refugees say was from a demonstration on Friday in Tel Kila's marketplace, protesters chanted, "Peaceful, peaceful," and then, "Sunnis and Alawites are brothers." The refugees say friends and relatives back home tell them the town was peaceful over the weekend. Still, the shopkeeper says he won't return home until the government falls. For The World, I'm Ben Gilbert in Beirut.